Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm excited to introduce you to today's guest. We have today Mark Litz. He has an impressive three-decade career here at Massanutten Resort and has been instrumental in shaping one of East Coast's premier all-season destinations. Spanning 6,000 acres of breathtaking mountain scenery, Massanutten Resort is a top-tier destination offering year-round fun and relaxation. From skiing and golfing to award-winning indoor-outdoor water park, adventure park, farm-to-table dining, and a full-service spa, the resort is both a hub for thrill-seekers and those that are looking to unwind. As the Vice President of Operations of Food and Beverage, Mark oversees the resort's wide array of amenities, ensuring visitors enjoy the very best in hospitality, adventure, and entertainment, which is why we're here today, because we just kicked off the new comedy club right here where we're sitting in Elevations Lounge, which you can see behind me is also a whiskey bar. Welcome to the show, Mark. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I am glad to have you here, too. This is an exciting adventure. I can't wait to get into it. You just called me in January of 2025, and we kicked off the first show last Thursday, February 27th. So that was a very quick turnaround.
Yes, and it was an outstanding show, and I'm very excited about this adventure as we continue to move forward.
I am, too. And before we get into that, I want to tell you a little bit about a freebie that you can get, because we have a free audiobook available to you through Audible. You can just click in the link down in the show notes and grab that free audiobook today. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes, I love Audible.
He was telling me that before we recorded. He doesn't read, laughers.
It's a lot easier to digest so much information as you're driving down the road and just listening to your favorite podcast, your favorite book, however, or that required reading that you have to do for school or work.
That's right. I actually do a lot of it myself. I love podcasts. I do a podcast, but I listen to a lot of other people's podcasts, and that's the very reason why I enjoy Audible myself. It's just a nice way to get a lot of information in and read stories that you really like.
Like I said, for me, it was instrumental because of the amount of reading at times I have to do for different things. And if I can just pop it in and let it play, and then if I hear something like, wow, hang on, I want to hear that again, it's real easy just to flip back and listen to it again and go. So for me, it has been very instrumental for me as I continue to grow in my career.
That's great. I wanted to first ask you, what brought you here to Massanutten Resort? Were you vice president of operations from the get-go 3 decades ago, or is this a position that you evolved into over time?
I actually came here from South Florida.
Okay.
I grew up in the southern end of the Catskills in New York.
Oh, that's great.
And when I was young, mom and my dad looked at me and said, hey, we're moving to South Florida. So I spent about 14 years down in South Florida. I went to high school down there, had a blast. But then I wanted the mountains back in my life. And I came across the opportunity to come here. I was an assistant general manager for the food and beverage division when I first arrived. And I came here. This reminds me of home. I grew up in the Hudson Valley, New York.
Okay.
And so this really reminded me of home. But it wasn't like the rat race. The valley has this special place to where you can have quality of life. Being in South Florida, I dealt in a lot of nightclubs, 5 a.m. clubs. I worked for a hotel group that had about 5 to 6 hotels down there. We opened up the original Pete Rose Ballpark Cafe.
Oh, wow.
Being a little bit of a sports junkie, that was a great place to meet a lot of my childhood heroes, things of that nature. But I just knew I wanted out of South Florida. I knew I wanted out of the rat race, and I wanted a quality of life. And my dad actually looked at me and said, man, you know you want out of here. What's the worst thing that can happen? If you move there and you don't like it, pack your U-Haul up and go somewhere else.
That's true.
30 years later, I'm still here. I remember sitting in my interview actually in this building. And at the time, the gentleman that was interviewing me said, man, if everything goes right, this might be your last interview. And at that point, I was like, yeah, you're crazy. And now I sit here and go, wow, I'm looking at, you know, 30 years at a career that I love.
I can tell. I can tell.
There's no great job. There's no perfect job.
True.
But a great job is when you get up every day and you're happy to go to work. Yeah. It doesn't bother you. I tell a lot of younger students when I'm talking with them, you got to find something to be happy in your heart as you're doing it. Because if you're happy, then you get to have fun. And that's what this is all about. You know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I started the envision of the whiskey bar. And so we continue to develop it and make it grow. I'm always looking at what's the next adventure. Mm-hmm. The next thing that I can make our guests go, wow, that was cool. That was fun. I enjoyed that. And so we've done beer dinners. We've done wine dinners. Mm-hmm. We've done all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. And I kept on going, whiskey bar. And then I started going, what else can we do in here? And then I started thinking, wow, somewhat close quarters.
Yeah, it's very cozy.
But it's very intimate.
Yeah.
And I went, comedy. Comedy would go over well. And so it's something that I've been thinking about for a couple years, and I kept on kicking the can, and I had one of my colleagues talk to me about you and your husband and the Womacks, and that, Mark, you got to talk with them. And so we started that, and yes, it's moving along rapidly, and I am very excited about the growth that is going to happen in the next 6 months with this whole project.
Yeah, we are too. It's a really exciting partnership. Even from the first day when we showed up last week, your staff was right here ready to help us and take care of the room and move the tables and take care of people as they were checking in, which allowed our staff to and crew to focus on what would make the show look great and sound great with our current equipment. He wants to use his bows now. We don't disagree, and we welcome this.
I'm always looking at, you know, so I left the other night when we did our first show, and I've already started working with the culinary team. I want to make sure that we're opening the doors at 5 o'clock. So we have appetizer specials, drink specials, entree specials. I was a little nervous about, okay, while the acts are up, I didn't want to be rude with the servers going around.
Yeah.
But as the show went on, I kind of watched my team work and kind of go through it when the comedians were up, and everything seemed to flow really well, and it didn't bother anybody, because I hate seeing like empty glasses or dirty plates sitting in front of people. So I know the staff was a little nervous at first, but then, hey, go ahead, do that. And everything just seemed to really flow very well. It never seemed to interfere with your show. And so again, everything is just kind of clicking and going in the right direction and very positive.
I think so too. And we can definitely help get the word out during the show about the specials in case someone might have missed it when they checked in. And we can certainly have a lot of fun with that too. As you saw, we did with the birthday martini.
Yes. But that's what this is all about.
We love having fun. So
it's exactly.
Yeah.
For me, how do we have fun doing what we're doing? And, you know, for me, like I talked with the culinary team, let's make sure that we're having fun with our food, fun with our drinks. So it is. It is all about that. Let's have fun.
Yeah, let's have fun.
It makes the day go a lot better. And, you know, it's much more enjoyable to your job and you're laughing and you're having fun.
Yeah.
Instead of going, darn it, I don't like it.
I know, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting opportunity for those of you that may not be familiar with WAF Show, the Funny Womacks and Friends, or this is your first episode. The Funny Womacks and Friends is a comedy production company based out of Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is just down off the mountain, not too far from you all. And we put together and curate shows that feature rising local talent, regional comics, and national touring comedians that come through the area to put on shows. And this is an incredible opportunity for the comics as well that are coming from LA. They're stopping on on their way to D.C., and then they can pop down here, and then they can go off to Richmond, Virginia Beach, down to Florida, up to New York City, and all the other ways as well.
I think it's a great opportunity for our guests to get to see some really good top-ranking comedians coming through. So I'm excited about it all. It's podcast. Wow. Okay. What do you want me to do? Okay. But I'm having fun with it. It's what it's about.
It is what it's about. We just called it the Comedy Club. We kept it simple.
Yeah.
So there you go. It won't be hard to find. And then they put a big sign down at the bottom of the mountain, Laughers, that features myself and my husband, and we're still trying to get used to it.
I can't wait to see you and the husband with the picture on social media next to that big yellow sign.
It's so great. Yeah, you can't miss it. He said, his secretary, Brittany, sent an email and said we wouldn't miss it, and we didn't know what was on it. And so I told my husband, Chris, I said, they said we wouldn't miss it. And then the day it went up, one of his friends texted him with a picture right away. Did you see this?
That's awesome. And we have to thank Brittany. She did a great job putting it all together. And,
are you behind, that's Brittany's behind putting that together?
Oh, yes. That's all her.
Oh, well, thank you, Brittany. Brittany is behind camera right now, so you're getting some inside information here on how this podcast is getting produced today. So thank you very much, Brittany. Say thank you, Laughers. This Elevations Lounge, what is the history of this space that we're in right now? I think the laughers that come to comedy shows would be fascinated to find out what it was about, because it wasn't always a whiskey bar.
No, it wasn't. No. When I first arrived here at the resort 30 years ago, this was extra seating. Then it was turned into an owner's lounge. And then about the pandemic time frame, we moved the owner's lounge upstairs because our owner base kept on growing.
That's so good.
It's a little larger upstairs, more space for them. And I kept on looking at this space going, these are the best views of the slopes. And how do we turn this into a nice place, a cool place to kick back, relax, enjoy a cocktail, enjoy the atmosphere. So I turned around and I started developing the whiskey bar. And so, like, a lot of the wood that's on this bar comes from...
You can see it behind us here.
A lot of that wood comes from a farm in Page County that was a lot of that wood was 75 to 100 years old. Then you start looking at some of the shelves in the back. They're all wood from farms off in Virginia.
That is so cool. I love that.
Trying to reuse a lot of the materials and things of that nature all the way around in this location, from tabletops to barrels below us, whiskey barrels below us.
Yeah.
So everything is reused in here. Now, there are some new things here and there, but a lot of it is try to bring back a lot of the old stuff and have fun.
Yeah. I will say the views from inside this Elevations Lounge are really cool. I can see the ski lift right now going up and down. There's two of them, depending on which bay window that you're looking at. There's one, two, if you've never been in here, laughers, there's one, two, three, four, five, seven bay windows here that give you a really great view of the ski slopes for sure. Now, in the summertime, if they came in the summertime, do you utilize the ski slopes in a different way?
Yes, we will. Okay. Actually, in a couple weeks, I will bring a team in. We will take all of this furniture that you can see outside right now. I will take all of that away, and I bring in other furniture, couches, different table styles, high tops, low tops. We actually put a full restaurant out here. I will do a concert series where I put the stage up here. We do entertainment 3 to 4 nights a week outside. We will put all kinds of... I see that arm thing. She got me. It's stuck in my head. So
the one his girlfriend gave him a hard time about. She said, watch your ums today, Mark.
Yep. So I caught myself. Yeah. We will put games outside for the kids to play with, things of that nature. I have a glow-in-the-dark swing set that I'm trying to figure out the location out here to put it. We want to add a volleyball court out here.
How fun.
So it is all about trying to create an environment for family-friendly kids to come out. We have Super Jenga. We have, the Connect Four, and the kids are out there. Now, sometimes that Super Jenga will scare you because they'll build that thing about 6-7 feet tall, and then it suddenly falls, and next thing you know, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
but
I get that.
It's all about how do we have fun with the family. Years ago, I had a gentleman talk to me about trying to make people, when people leave your establishment, if they go wow in a positive way,
right,
you won them. They're going to come back. And so that's kind of really what we're always trying to do, always trying to set that expectation for people to come in here and have a great time.
So let's talk a little bit about live entertainment, because comedy clubs is just a part of it. It's a newer part of it. But there are more reasons to come out to Massanutten Resort to enjoy the live entertainment. So I imagine you mean music.
Yes, ma'am.
What other types of live entertainment is nightly or some nightly?
During our ski season, we have Friday, Saturday nights where we're doing bands and a DJ.
Okay.
On Sunday nights, we do acoustic entertainment. On Tuesdays, I'm doing acoustic entertainment. On Wednesday, I do a wind down Wednesdays.
Yeah, I like that idea.
With Mike Davis, who's a local gentleman.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that. So we continue to play with all of it. I do a concert series. I pick one Saturday out of May, June, July, August, and September, to where I'll do three different bands with a DJ outside. See, there's that again. And then turn around.
Susie's going to be after you on this one.
She will be. And we also do our festivals out here on the slopes, to where they're doing bands, things of that nature. We're actually developing a new event where we're going to be doing a smokers contest. We're going to have a car show in bluegrass.
Oh, that'll be good.
So we'll be doing that this spring here. So it's just, again, it's always, what can we do? What can we have fun with?
Yeah, as someone who's lived here for 2 decades myself, I am familiar and have come out here for Valley Fest. I can't remember how many times now. A lot of times. And so the public comes out for that. But as I'm getting to know Massanutten Resort, we've done a few episodes with you all in the past with the escape rooms and some the new mountain roller coaster coming in. I have been learning that this is really open to people that live in the greater Harrisonburg, Rockingham area. You do not have to have a timeshare or a room reservation to come enjoy the amenities, as I understand it. I would love if you would talk about that a little bit.
Yes, it is definitely, we are open to the public. It was actually great to see one of your tables that was sitting there the other night was five of our locals that live right here in McGackiesville. Yep. They saw the post go out on Facebook about having the comedy club here, so they wanted to come up and check it out. And they actually, I got a message a couple days later from Todd saying that, man, I love the show. It was great. I had a great time. They were actually sitting there going, you know, this is in our backyard and we always forget about it. So we definitely, it is. To me, I have a local clientele that comes up and does the bands and the DJ during that time of the year. We also see a local clientele that will start to come in during the summertime to hang out here on the deck, do different things of that nature.
Yeah, that's really great. There's a lot to do. This place is humongous.
They're getting ready to start kicking off the mountain bike season, so we'll be doing. We'll see a lot of that going on here, right around this area.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Mountain biking scares me a little bit. Have you tried
right.
it? Have you tried it?
I have done the intermediate stuff.
Okay, that's more than I can do.
I refuse to go to the top of this mountain and ride a bike down. Nope.
Did they take ski lifts up with their bike? Is that something that happens
on
here?
The back of the every other chair, I believe it is, they have a rack system that you put your tire in and it takes your bike up in front of you, and there'll be a group of lifties that will unload the bike and have it sitting there waiting for you, and you get off the lift next, and then you grab your bike and keep on going.
Holy cow. So if they want to do something like that, I imagine there's some sort of venture office where they buy tickets for things like that.
Okay. Same at the same location that you get your ski ticket is where you would get your mountain bike lift ticket.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's crazy, but have fun.
Yeah, 6,000 acres. You can do a lot with 6,000 acres.
Yes. On our western slope, we actually have a lot of mountain bike trails that we partner up with a local bike group in the region. So they help maintain it. We actually have several races a year that we do between here on the slopes where they're coming down on the mountain bikes and over on the western slope.
See, laughers, all the things you can do. Just come enjoy them and then, of course, get your ticket to the comedy show.
Yes, definitely. Come on in for the weekend. And, you know, this show will be, right now it's on Thursdays, but in a couple of weeks we'll rotate it to Saturdays, which will be a great thing. So people can come here, spend the weekend and catch a show, enjoy some entertainment, and go have some adventures.
I agree with that. And then it might change in the summer to back to another day, maybe back to Thursdays.
I would love for it to go back to Thursdays during the summertime, move it to the Massanutten Conference Center where we can hold more people, get 75 to 100 or so people in for one of your great shows.
Oh, well, thank you for that. We will bring fabulously funny comedians, I promise you this.
I enjoyed the other night.
You will enjoy them. We love putting together killer shows. That's what I call them. I like to put together killer shows. Did you have comedy here before, or has there been comedy kind of here and there? What's the history of comedy here? I didn't know. I don't know that.
We have an activities division. And over the years, they've had some kind of comedians come in and do shows. We've had magicians here. We've had, I remember, a balloon guy. I remember musicals. So we've done a lot of different things for our activities division. Us being the food and beverage division, we're always supporting those kinds of things. So we always think, what can we do? And the comedy always seemed to go over really well.
Good.
But nobody was really running it down. So that's why it stuck in my head is, what is our next adventure for the food and beverage division? And that's why we went after it. And I'm so glad that we all met up and we have this new adventure that we're working on.
I know. I'm glad you picked me.
Yes.
I'm glad you picked me. What are your hopes for the comedy club moving forward? What do you, I think we got a near vision about what summer might look like, you know, with a little bit bigger shows. But overall, what would you like to see? That's helpful for me to know, laughers, by the way.
Sell out the shows to where we look at each other and go, wow, we maybe need to do two shows a week.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
That's great. What do you think about in terms of what comedy brings to people, especially during these times?
I think people want to relax and laugh.
Yeah.
Laughter is contagious.
Yes.
And if everybody's enjoying it, it helps lighten the mood up. It helps lighten the day up. The way the world is nowadays, you have to have more laughter. If it's very, you know, you're sitting there always like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And when you can sit down and laugh and enjoy and spend time with friends or family, things of that nature, I'm always looking at, how do I create that memory for a family? Us being a resort, you know, you want to bring them in, you want people to enjoy, and those are the moments that you remember, you know, when you were maybe able to sit there with your family and enjoy just a great show and laugh and have fun. Those are the memories that you're going to always cherish, and that's what it is about. How do we create those memories? How do we have fun? This way, it's something that, you know, wow, hey, remember that trip we went to Massanutten? Yeah. We saw that comedian.
Yeah.
And we all sat there and laughed and had a good time. That's what this is all about. How do we create wonderful memories that the family remembers, or you're just your group of friends that you had a great time?
Yeah, this is a great time to educate laughers who may not be familiar with our brand, too, just so you have some general idea what it is. So we work with comedians that work clean exclusively, and then we work with comedians that do what they call blue or R-rated sets, but they will agree to do a clean set. So hence the PG-13 rating. Ergo, cleanish comedy. That said, there's another aspect of Massanutten Resort that has, in your activities department, reached out to see if we could do completely clean comedy, which we are able to do. So we know which comics can do that. So those activities or shows needed for ages 1 to 99, that can happen too. So if that's if that, just as people are coming to the resort, if you're going to the whiskey bar, you should expect cleanish comedy. But yes, if you're in a activity and it's ages 1 to 99, we will make sure that it is G-rated comedy. So I just wanted to be clear about that so that people know what to expect.
For me, when I was watching an activity one day, it was square dancing.
Square dancing is so fun.
And I sat there and I looked at it and I had grandkids.
Yeah.
Parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
That was, I sat there and I went, wow, you're building a memory. You're building that excitement because you are going to remember that time that you were out there dancing with grandma or grandpa.
Yeah.
And just that whole family or just the whole clique of family group having a great time.
Yeah.
It's a positive.
Yeah.
And it gets you out of the negative of the world.
I think so, too. And we feel like our biggest heart is to connect people through laughter and foster connection through joy with the talent that we can provide. And we're very mindful of the audiences that we're serving. And so we aim to, what does I say? Under deliver. How does it go? I'm dyslexic. Under deliver. Womp womp. Whatever the opposite of over promising is, that's what we do. We're comedians, people. Get over it.
It's about having fun.
We might edit that out. We'll see.
We'll see.
How do you see the comedy becoming a bigger part of the Massanuttons entertainment lineup as a whole?
Okay.
I know.
Well, for me, as some of the things that you and I have talked about in routing and how we're going to maybe be able to get some really top quality comedians in here. So that I just see kind of blowing up more and more. Mm-hmm. And if you have quality acts, people start to go, wow, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I want to go check that out.
Yeah.
Or suddenly you've got that top quality act is actually talking about coming here out there and going, hey, this is awesome. So I just see that kind of that fall, you know, just kind of growing and growing. And hopefully, like I said, to me, we have about 50 seats in here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the place packed. I want to see you and I looking at each other going, okay, wow, we need a bigger space.
Me too.
Yes.
And bring more joy and laughter in the world. That'll be amazing. That's what we're all about. This is world-class amenities here. That's what it's known for. And you see the comedy fitting in the overall resort experience. We talked about that. What do you think the guest spot response will be? And you already given us some insight of what you've heard so far. So the group of people that came the other day sent you a message to say they enjoyed it. What do you see their responses being and as we move forward?
I see it as a positive response. When everybody goes on vacation, they're looking to do things. They're looking to go maybe do something they don't typically go do when they're sitting at home.
Yes.
So I see this as a great opportunity to introduce more people to comedy to where they typically, maybe they don't go to a comedy show at home. Maybe, okay, hey, we're on vacation. Let's go splurge. Let's go check it out. Man, I think it's going to be a really positive. Watching the show the other night, I saw lots of people interacting with the comedians. Yeah. The comedians actually having fun going, wow, this is one of the craziest shows I've ever been involved in.
So
I just see that continuing. I can see that kind of a buzz going on.
Yeah. We do have incredible comedians that love to connect with the audience and roll with the punches, as they say.
I thought it was tremendous.
And we had a really good time. And we even put in our posts to allude to the specific experience and had to put that, if you know, you know.
Yes.
It's
all about soap.
It was all about soap. See? We were all laughing. I think our headliner, Winston Hodges, was amazing in that situation.
Yes, he did a great job.
And I can count on him every time. And I'm not kidding. And I will just say it on this podcast because I will tell anybody. I believe one day that Winston Hodges will be a household name. So if you were at the kickoff show on February 27th, you just watch him soar because that's what's going to happen. And you're a part of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now, for people who have never been to a FWAF show at the Comedy Club, we've alluded to overall what to expect, but let's get more specific. What do you, if they've never been, what would you say to them?
Wow, you're going to come and you're going to see a great show. You could have a beverage that you will probably rank right up next to the show, because with 150-ish different bottles of nice bourbons, scotches, and tequilas to go along with that evening of relaxation and laughter and enjoyment. You could also get appetizers, food, things of that nature. It's a full experience of laughter, eating, drinking, and enjoying your evening with you and your friends and family.
I love that. Yeah, you have some, Brittany was telling me that you have some very high top shelf whiskey here.
We try to do a lot of research and development to find good spirits to enjoy and have fun with.
So if you want to splurge, you're able to do that. And then I imagine there's also non-alcoholic drink options for people that
all of
are
our
searching
bartenders
for that.
Enjoy making mocktails.
Awesome.
They might cringe at you at first, but they all enjoy doing it and playing with it. It goes back to this whole theory of let's have fun. Let's let's create things of that nature. So that's what we try to really foster for everybody to do, is let's have fun with all of this.
Yeah, that is exactly what we are already doing. We're going to be doing the second show coming up this Thursday.
Yes.
So we're at the beginning of this entire adventure. So laughers, we're going to be doing more content as we go, because we're going to be inviting the comedians that come through to the Comedy Club here at Massanutten Resort to hop on the podcast and share their life and their comedy journey, and then you can come see them. Sometimes it might be post-show, but regardless of how it goes down, you following our podcast means you will be invited to follow our journey and be a part of this whole big thing that we're doing. When I met with Mark Litz for the first time, it was in this Elevations Lounge just across from us in the corner over there. And I shared with him that the first big goal is to make the Shenandoah Valley a premier destination for stand-up comedy. And I'm so excited that you're joining in that venture and vision, because I think that this is going to be a huge reason why that's going to happen.
I think we have a great opportunity here to take your vision and run with it and make it explode.
I know.
Yes.
And so this is, I think the journey of this podcast is starting to turn into that direction, because we would love to invite people that live here and want to visit here and be a tourist and enjoy all that the Massanutten Resort has to offer you. I think we have making a pivot here on our podcast of what it might look like. So I say stay tuned for that. What do you say?
I can't wait.
I think it's going to be great. So as we wrap up here, how can the laughers best follow Massanutten Resort so they can check out the Comedy Club, the other live entertainment, things that you're doing throughout the year on social media or otherwise, so that they can stay tuned?
I believe Massanutten, for our Facebook, is Massanutten Resort.
Yep.
Instagram, I'll tell you right now, I can't see that.
It's Mass Resort.
You have the glasses on. I don't have mine on, so I can't read
and
it.
And they're new, so yes. I'll help you out.
Thank you, because other than that, it looked like scribble to me from here.
See, we're already having fun. You don't want to miss out on all this fun. So, to review, the Facebook is Massanutten Resort, and then the Instagram is Mass Resort, and we'll put that information for you in the show notes as well. So, if you're working out or driving, you'll be able to go grab them there. And then also, Mark, if they want to get in touch with you direct, they can
go through the LinkedIn. That would be the best way. Okay. Mlitz, that's where you could easily get a hold of me through that. I pay attention to it there.
Okay.
You could also look at for anything that you're looking to just kind of dive into more of Massanutten Resort, check out our website. Full of information. They have all kinds of, from the bike races, the festivals, the concerts, water park, golfing,
skiing,
all of these kinds of things. You can learn so much about the resort off of our webpage.
Yes, and the Mountain Coaster is still coming.
Yes, I know.
It will original be here. Plan was fall 2024, but I think it's coming now spring.
I would say early summertime.
Okay, yeah.
I would imagine just about that time frame.
This happens with construction all the time.
We can blame it on Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And we in the ski area are extremely happy about what Mother Nature has given us for this year. So
right?
We've had a tremendous ski season.
Yeah.
It's probably slowed down the construction side of things a little bit.
That makes sense. The fun thing is it's still coming. So this is your first episode. We did do an episode with that last, I think I recorded that one last summer. So the cranes were out there. It was all dirt and craziness. And we took an SUV up there, an AV, to go record it. It's a cool podcast. So you can learn all about what's coming with that as well. So, I mean, there's just
more
the best.
To come.
That's right. The best is yet to be.
Yes.
Well, with that, Mark, I just want to say thank you for joining us today and sharing with us all things Massanutten and the new comedy adventure here at Elevations Lounge, where we're starting here in the Whiskey Bar. It truly has been a pleasure to spend time with you today.
You too. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to this adventure.
Me too. And laughers, if you had fun on today's podcast, we invite you to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. This is amazing things we're doing here together, and we're just getting started. So I'm excited for that. And also, I have been accepted to the Audible Creator Program, which does mean I earn a commission if you take advantage of the free audiobook and sign up for a trial. But know that it helps support this podcast to get all this great content out here, so you can find out all the fun things you can do in the Shenandoah Valley, meet interesting people, and of course the comedians and musicians that perform here. So I think that's it for me today. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womack and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomacks.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.